With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It covers college athletics very well. For CBS Sports, it's my colleague Dennis Dodd making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
Oh, Dennis Dodd, it's that great time of the year again, where conference realignment is dominating the headlines. Are you enjoying it so far?
We're supposed to be on the golf course, Gary. We're supposed to be on vacation. Instead, as a wise man once said in Godfather 3, they sucked us back in.
They certainly have. You reported yesterday that the Big 12 is in deep discussions with at least four Pac-12 schools, specifically Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah. The Pac-12, like, fighting for its life right now. Is the Pac-12, let's just keep it simple, is the Pac-12 going to survive this?
You know, that's a 50-50 proposition. You know, literally minutes after I filed my story, the Pac-12 came out with a statement saying they were going to market with their rights, their media rights. That wasn't supposed to happen, wasn't supposed to be concluded until 2024. The problem there is, what are they telling the rights holders? Who's in the conference? There are 10 remaining. There was no loyalty oath taken. And as one person in the Pac-12 told me, you know, this is what we're doing today. In 3 months, it could be different. So I think they're the most at risk. I wouldn't say they're going to die, but I certainly think it's a proposition. It's possible.
So I'm sure some people might be wondering, well, why is the Big 12 in a position of power to go take the Pac-12 schools? Why doesn't the Pac-12 just try to take Big 12 schools? And I want to get your answer to that question. My assumption would be, at least this is what one source told me, is that if you're the Big 12 right now, you can tell these Pac-12 schools, hey, listen, the Big Ten doesn't want any of our members, and the SEC doesn't want any of our members. We know who we are. We're stable right now. They might still want some of yours. Stanford, Oregon, Washington. You stay there, you could get left with no league or a greatly diminished league, so you should come with us right now. Does that make sense to you?
It does, totally. Now what the Pac-12 is telling their members is, hey, look at the Big 12. They've got four group of five schools out of the 12. You want to be in that? We've got markets like Portland, San Francisco, Seattle. You want to be in big cities, and you want to be in Ames, Iowa. So it's a tit-for-tat, back and forth. As one person in the industry told me, you can barely slide a piece of paper between these two conferences in terms of media rights, in whatever composition they're at. So it's not like, I think the Big 12 has a slight lean for the reasons you're talking about. Certainly not money, because that's what I'm talking about. They're both going to make the same kind of money no matter how they end up. The problem is, as you just mentioned, will the Pac-12 end up? I think the Big 12 is going to lean on. The worst case scenario is the Pac-12 goes on with 12 teams. Fine, that's what they expected to do. Any scenario that ends without any of their teams being poached by anybody is a win. And I think that's going to happen. The question is, how aggressive do they want to be in fortifying themselves for the future?
If you're the Pac-12 commissioner, would it be in your interest right now to pick up the phone, call a Big 12 commissioner, and say, first, if you don't mind, before we start this conversation, could you take the knife out of my back? And beyond right. that, hey, listen, none of my schools are loyal to me, and none of your schools are loyal to you. Everybody would leave us if they could. So why are we loyal to them? Why don't we get together, find our 16 most valuable schools between us, and make a new league together, and let the least valuable of our members go figure out what they want to do on their own? Is that something that should be discussed right now?
Yeah, I wrote that as a possibility, I think, over the weekend, where I just off the top of my head picked the top 16 schools and put them in like a West and Midwest division, having to make some hard decisions, leaving out the likes of Kansas State, Kansas, some schools in the Pac-12. But I think that's on the table, too. A full-on merger is, you know, if it can get valued enough, I think a full-on merger is there. Because people say, hey, we're going to super conferences. People, you're staring at it. You're staring at 16 teams in the SEC and the Big Ten. It's never been like this ever before, where they're going to be able to dictate everything from governance, the length of the season, the players, the paying players, the bowls, the playoffs. It's coming, believe me. How close can you get to those brands and still be relevant? I think that's the play here, either the Big 12 picking off schools or a full-on merger. You've got some pretty salty brands in there to do that.
You know, we're always talking about conferences expanding. Could you envision a scenario ever where a league like the SEC or the Big Ten, which certainly look like they're becoming the Big Two, cut from the bottom? In other words, a sign where the Big Ten says, you know what, Iowa, we appreciate you being here all these years, but the truth is we don't need you anymore. So goodbye, Iowa. Or SEC saying goodbye, Mississippi State. Just because you are in a league like this, are you forever going to be in a league like this?
Yeah, no, I think that's something schools like that should be worried about. And I'll tell you what, I mentioned it again over the weekend, that ESPN thought nothing of casting a partner, the Big 12, last summer on a scrap heap. But that's exactly what they did. For 2 weeks, nobody knew if that was going to be a conference, nor did ESPN particularly care. Now, you know, they righted themselves to the back. Look what Fox did with the Pac-12, put them in danger. So if we've gone that far, if you believe, and you should, that the networks are dictating most of this movement, then why wouldn't you say, hey, Mississippi State, or hey, Missouri, you don't fit the profile anymore. Temple, the Big East did it with Temple for underperformance years ago, I think in 2010, if I'm right. But as somebody reminded me, the schools commit to the conference. The conferences don't commit to the school. It wouldn't take much to do that. Let's say Clemson's available in the SEC, and they want to get rid of, you know, you just said it, Vanderbilt or Mississippi State, just to make things more smoother and make the contract more smooth. That could happen. Not saying it will, but it's certainly a possibility.
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. He's on Twitter at Dennis Dodd CBS. Is this the time the Big Ten actually lures Notre Dame, or does Notre Dame maintain its independence?
Yeah, that's the key thing out there right now. Everybody's waiting to see what they do. The issue is it may be a while. They can take their time, is what I'm saying. The money's the money. We know that. If it was strictly based on money, they'd be there already. But it's about access to a playoff, I think, primarily for them right now. We don't know if there's going to be a playoff. All we know is that it ends after the 25 season, and there's no template, no discussion, a little bit of discussion last week in Park City with the commissioners, the Power Five, about what it's going to look like. So if you could tell Notre Dame, and they had good access in that proposed 12 teams, you know, they were going to get there. They just had to play first-round games every time they qualified. They weren't going to cut them a break. But if they have access, then I think they have to think long and hard. The issue is, Gary, that could take a year. Mark Keenum, who's the president of Mississippi State, has kind of said, he's the head of the board of managers for the CFP, said, we're going to figure this out. We'll have something by next summer. I think Notre Dame can wait that long. I mean, the Big Ten's not going to say no if they go next year. So maybe a long process.
Is there a fear among the leagues not named the Big Ten and the SEC that the Big Ten and the SEC could say, you know what, we had a playoff on the table, everybody was happy with it, and then people got their feelings hurt when the SEC took Texas, Oklahoma. Yeah. Now we've supersized, the Big Ten is supersized, and why don't we just do a SEC Big Ten Notre Dame college football playoff, and you other guys can do whatever it is you want to do beneath us. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I've been saying that all along. I think that's the fear. They're about Notre Dame and Clemson away from saying, you know what, we can stage a legitimate playoff by ourselves. You know, Cincinnati, you're undefeated, so what? Boise, you're undefeated, so what? Oregon, Washington, I mean, here's two teams that have been in the playoff. Go figure it out. That's how ruthless this could become. And even more than that, they're going to set the rules, I think. You know, before, remember the whole big discussion over, oh, it has to be unanimous. Not anymore. Not after 25. You just need to, you know, those two conferences could literally get together and say, you know what, 12 best. Well, we might make a spot for Notre Dame if they're not in the conference, but 12 best, knowing that in any given year, those two conferences could have eight to 10 slots.
Wrapping up here with Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Last thing before I let you go, the ACC has sort of been on the periphery of these conversations, but it appears, you know, if the SEC wants to respond to what the Big Ten just did, looking toward the ACC is the right place to look. There's grant of rights issues that would have to be overcome, but, you know, as many people have explained, that's what lawyers are for. How vulnerable, if at all, is the ACC right now?
I think they're vulnerable from the inside. We always know there's a possibility that Florida State, Clemson, or Miami, any combination of those, could find some language in the contract and get out. I don't know how. I know lawyers are pouring over it at this moment at all three schools to find a way. But here's the existing schools. The rest of the schools are all freaking out over. This is a reality. Every one of those schools is going to be $50 million per year behind the SEC and Big Ten. Forget about beating them on the field. This is recruiting, ability to hire coaches, facilities, resources, anything you can name, to the point that if it doesn't happen quickly, it'll be a slow burn and you'll become non-competitive with those other schools because $50 million is $50 million. You know, you could do it for a while, but I think what we're seeing is not only that, but I don't think there's going to be much sympathy given to conferences like maybe the Sun Belt, the MAC, where it's just, hey, this is just, if it's about money, which we all agree it is, why would you give them a sniff? I think that's where it's headed.
That is Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Make sure you're reading him. CBSSports.com. That's the best place to keep up with the conference realignment news. And you're following him on Twitter at Dennis Dodd, CBS. You're the best, brother. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. It is wild because Notre Dame really does hold the key to what's next. All the reporting suggests that the Big Ten obviously would take Notre Dame yesterday, and now it's just a matter of convincing Notre Dame to join. And there's a million different directions this thing could go, but what complicates things is that on a surface level, it would be worth a lot more money to the Big Ten and the SEC to just say, we will do our own playoff. You know, like the SEC would be guaranteed four spots in a play, like 18 playoff. And this isn't like 10 years from now. This expires in a couple of years, few years.
Yeah.
And and by then, the SEC's got Texas and Oklahoma. By then, the Big Ten's got USC, UCLA. And they say, we don't need these other leagues. You know, annually, we are likely going to have the actual best team in college football. So let's just do our own playoff. And we don't need the Big 12 to be a part of it. We don't need the ACC to be a part of it. If the Pac-12 still exists, we don't need them to be a part of it. Let's just do it with us. 18 playoff, SEC, Big 10. And rather than split this money with these other leagues, we keep it all for ourselves. And the gap widens then. The question then becomes, what does Notre Dame do? Because what the Big Ten would want is to tell Notre Dame, the only way you have access to our playoff is to be in our league. So you need to join or else. But the SEC would probably argue, no, we think Notre Dame as an independent should have a path to the playoff. Why? Because they don't want Notre Dame joining the Big Ten. So they want to create a path for Notre Dame as an independent because they don't want Notre Dame in the Big Ten. The Big Ten wants Notre Dame in the Big Ten, so they would want Notre Dame to have to be in the Big Ten to be a part of the playoff. And that really could be the breaking point where you can't get the SEC and the Big Ten to agree to do this. But all of this stuff is on the table. And the grant of rights stuff with the ACC, you know, it keeps getting brought up as a reason that the ACC will not get raided, for lack of a better word, by the SEC. It keeps being brought up as a reason that Clemson and Florida State, Miami, or some combination of those three, you know, won't be able to join the SEC for a long time. But I was reading a lot about this in the past couple of days. This document, I'm going to give you a pop quiz, Big Bet Bennett.
Okay.
This document that is binding the ACC and its members to each other, theoretically, it's called a grant of rights document. And what it means is we own your media rights. I believe it's till 2036. And it doesn't matter whether you're here or not. We own your media rights. And so what that's supposed to do is be a deterrent. Like, why would the SEC take you if they can't benefit from your media rights? Why would they take you now if they can't benefit from your media rights till, you know, the middle of the next decade? So that is what is theoretically holding the ACC together, or at least preventing Clemson, Florida State, Miami from jumping to the SEC. How long of a document do you think that is in terms of pages?
10.
Okay, I read where a lawyer said a document of that magnitude, like that is literally holding a $1 billion company, for lack of a better word, together, should be about a 50-page document.
Okay.
That covers everything, where every little detail is covered in this. There's nothing left for interpretation. That's what he said. That's what I would assume the document should look like. And he said, I got the document. It's 4 pages.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's loopholes, clearly.
He said, and this is a lawyer talk, and he said, I'm not going to promise you that if Clemson challenged this or Florida State or Miami challenged this, that they would win, but there are there are more questions than answers in this document, and it is certainly challengeable. You might lose it, but it is challengeable. And beyond that, just like is the case with any sort of contract, you can negotiate your way out of it. And like we talked about yesterday, because people have said, well, any negotiation would start at, you know, $100 million or $200 million. These sound like big numbers. So people automatically say, well, Clemson can't afford $200 million just to get out of a league. But what if once you're out of the league, you're making $50 million more per year, every year, than you otherwise would be? Well, then you make up that $200 million just like that. Like we talked about yesterday, if you have a job and you're making $50,000 a year and somebody offers you a $100,000 a year job, but you can't get out of your $50,000 a year job without paying $200,000. You might go, God, I don't want to pay $200,000 to just make $100,000 a year. But if you pay that $200,000 now, you're making $100,000 next year, $100,000 next year, $100,000 next year, $50,000 more than you otherwise would make each year. You make that money back very quickly, and then you're making more money than you ever thought you would make every single year going forward. So there's really not a number that is too high for these ACC schools to pay to get out of the ACC and go to the SEC if the SEC wants them. If it's really the difference in $50 million per year, because you know, you can make that money back very, very quickly, and you get on the right side of the rope. Because if you don't get on the right side of the rope, it doesn't matter how much you care about football or men's basketball or any of these other sports, you don't have the same type of money that these Big Ten schools and SEC schools are going to have. You know, for a while, they had more, but it wasn't to this degree. Going forward, it's going to be a lot more. Like Dennis said, $50 million more per year. And that's between SEC, Big Ten, and like ACC, Big 12, Pac-12. Like, don't even get started on the difference between Big Ten, SEC, and American Athletic Conference. Like, it's like gigantic. So, you know, that's why I'm not as convinced as some that the ACC is safe. Right now, all the focus is on the Pac-12. Is it going to survive? But there's a scenario where I could easily see the ACC, which has 14 football members right now, 15 other sports members, because Notre Dame plays its other sports in the ACC, but not football. I could see that 15 all-sports league getting dwindled down to 10. Clemson goes. Florida State goes. Notre Dame goes. And then, yeah, North Carolina Duke could also go. And that, as I talked about yesterday, would be, I think, about the best situation you could imagine for Memphis at this point. Because if that 15 all-sports ACC gets cut down to 10, then they're probably looking to expand. And Memphis has already been in a league with three of those schools, Louisville, Georgia Tech, and Virginia Tech. You know, one of the things that some leagues wouldn't like about Memphis is it's an urban university that is better than it's ever been academically, but, you know, still not Stanford. Well, if you can take Louisville, you can take Memphis. Urban university in a real city, and also with, you know, less than Stanford academic reputation. So you've already got schools in that league that look a lot like the University of Memphis. And if the ACC were to need to expand after it loses like five members, then I do think Memphis would be an obvious, realistic candidate. I guess I'd bottom line it this way, and I said this yesterday. For years, we have assumed that if Memphis ever goes to the so-called Power Five, it will be to the Big 12. Well, the Power Five is not going to exist here in just a minute. It's going to be the Power Two and then everybody else. But the ACC probably will exist, and I think the most likely landing spot for Memphis at this point would be landing in a greatly diminished ACC. And you might go, well, wow, that doesn't sound great. But you'd be in a league with Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, Louisville, Syracuse, Pitt. Like some legitimate North Carolina State, some legitimate, you know, basketball brands and, you know, football brands, Virginia, for Virginia Tech. And so those schools wouldn't be thrilled about what happened to the ACC, but for Memphis, it would be a massive upgrade that could, you know, rejuvenate the athletic department.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.